I don't find the coaching industry overly saturated. I think every industry has a lot of people in it, but what makes some people more successful, no matter what industry that they're in, is how they stand out from the crowd. Credibility isn't just about what you know, it is about how you show up, the energy that you bring to the room. It really is about taking action now and showing people why they can trust you, how they can trust you. If you are a new coach, you might be wondering, how do I make people take me seriously? Even without years of experience, even without loads of clients, how can you get people to take you seriously and trust you enough to pay you for your coaching services? Listen, I get it. It's one of the biggest fears that new coaches have. But the truth is, credibility is not just about time in the game. It's about strategy. So in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to position yourself as a credible, professional, expert coach starting today. I'm going to give you 5 steps that you can take right now to gain instant credibility. And you're going to want to stay with me till the end because this is going to give you a clear game plan and ultimately set you up for success as a new coach. All right. The very first thing you're going to do is you're going to own your authority. Even if you've just started coaching, you're going to want to tap into what you've been doing for the past 3, 5, 10, 20, 30 years, personally and professionally. So you already have these skills and experiences and a lot of knowledge likely that qualifies you to help others. You need to own that. Confidently own your position. So a career coach, maybe they're tapping into the years that they spent climbing the corporate ladder or mentoring others or getting promotions or raises or any of those things. You need to figure out what you have already done in your life that ultimately makes you credible. And then you need to craft a real confident statement about it. So for example, I help, then who do you serve? Achieve. What is that specific outcome? And then by doing what? So through your unique approach, through this framework, through this blueprint, through high touch coaching sessions, whatever it may be, you need to craft a credibility statement that positions you as an expert and an authority in that niche or in that specific coaching realm. If you don't believe, this is like a little extra tip because I've been here too. If you don't believe you're totally credible, neither will your audience. Confidence is everything, especially when it comes to marketing yourself. So one thing that I recommend that everyone do, we actually have this as an exercise in our business building curriculum inside of IGC Coaching School, but I'm going to give you the quick and dirty version. I want you to list all of your accomplishments, skills, expertise, achievements, even feedback that you've gotten either personally or professionally about how you are. Are you a great listener? Do you give the best advice? Do you have the best connections? Or are you always able to see different perspectives, right? Have you healed yourself from different life events like a broken heart or an illness or overcome some type of big thing? All of these experiences personally and professionally are tied to how great of a coach you're going to be. Write them all out, and you have to ground yourself in this new self-concept. So when I left my career as a public school teacher, I actually wrote down all of the ways that all of my years in public education prepared me to be the best coach ever. I had to get creative with that too. And you may have to do the same. So really hone in on everything you've done that contributes to your excellence as a coach. That's step one. Get that credibility statement down. And if you're not feeling 100% confident in it, create your list of achievements and accomplishments and all of that to really fuel that credibility fire, if you will. Step two, you're going to want to get certified or credentialed as a coach. This is the thing that's going to really have you stand out in a potentially saturated coaching marketplace. I don't find the coaching industry overly saturated. I think every industry has a lot of people in it, But what makes some people more successful, no matter what industry that they're in, is how they stand out from the crowd. How do you stand out? One of the fastest ways to stand out and gain instant credibility is to have a legit coaching certification. The ICF credential, or the ICF, is really the only governing body of coaching. IGC is an ICF accredited coaching program. There are many out there. Feel free to shop around, look one up, but something that is actually going to help you be taken super seriously in this industry and perhaps even land you gigs as an organizational coach or as a corporate or executive coach inside of major organizations would be this credential. It differentiates you from, you know, the hobbyists, if you will. Okay. So you're going to want to look for an ICF accredited program. You're going to want to get some type of training, even if it's only a level one or an ACC certificate. That is going to be your best bet at being taken seriously. If you want to learn more about that, feel free to contact us in our glowcircle.com/call, and our admissions advisors will walk you through that exact process.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Step number three. This one is super, super important. We actually dedicated the entire first season of our podcast to this, and it's social proof. So people trust what they see. People need to see results. They need to know that you have done this before and that the results or the outcomes of coaching that you are claiming are possible. The entire first season of our podcast featured graduates of our course who have made six figures or more in their coaching business. You don't have to take it that far. But you definitely want some social proof. How do you get that? You start coaching now, nowish. Even if it's free, even if it's discounted, you want to do that to be able to collect acknowledgments, testimonials, client wins, and ultimately inform how you market yourself. What were these people that worked with you actually walking away with? And are they open to sharing that? So you can share testimonials, you can share case studies or screenshots even if you have clients messaging you with great results or breakthroughs. Any of that type of client feedback or social proof is going to instantly build credibility and have you being taken more seriously by your community, by your audience, by people who visit your social media or your website, wherever you are sharing this. It's also great to have some of these testimonials or client case studies to share with prospective new clients who are maybe feeling nervous or have some questions, need a little proof of concept before they invest with you. If you don't yet have clients, like we said, you're going to want to get some. Do some pro bono sessions, do some discounted sessions. If you're in a program like IGC's coach training, we have partner coaching, so actual practicum hours. You can absolutely use one of your practice clients from your training school and ask them for social proof. And then one action you can take when you have that is to either share this on your website, of course, or you can build something like a results highlight on your Instagram page. You can build it into your content creation. I've seen little videos of client testimonials or screenshots, like we said, or even quotes that are, you know, made pretty on a platform like Canva, and then you share it on social media. You're going to not want them to just die in your inbox. You want to put them out into the world. Okay. Step number four, controversial perhaps, you want to show up like a professional. Your online presence matters. Your branding matters. And I'm not saying you need to go hire a brand and web designer and all of that and get a fancy logo and fonts and colors, although we love that. That is not necessarily what I mean. It is about showing up as a result of your product, showing up as the highest version of yourself, showing up as the solution to a problem as opposed to the problem embodied. Okay. Credibility isn't just about what you know. It is about how you show up, the energy that you bring to the room. Think about it this way. Your social media, most coaches are starting to build their business on social media, so I'm going to go there. That is your storefront. So what needs to be cleaned up before you start inviting people inside? And think about it for yourself. Do you want to go to a cluttered store, a store where it's hard to find information? No one seems to really be working there consistently. It's always closed, or be back later sign. No, you want to go somewhere that's welcoming, that it's clear what you're going to get when you walk in there, right? We don't want to walk into a store that says sporting goods and then inside is lingerie, right? So we want to make sure it's aligned. So when someone finds you on your website or on your social media, you want to make it so clear who you are, what you do, and where they can find the information that they need. You may be thinking, well, I don't really want people to know that I'm dabbling in this, or I'm just testing this out. That's not going to work. Okay. It's not going to work. You got to go all in, especially if you plan to build your business or gain clients or leads from social media. Your social media is your storefront. I don't know how else to say it. Make people feel welcome. Make people understand clearly who you are and what you sell, and make it easy for them to find what they need. Okay. You can do this by posting valuable content consistently, sharing client results, showing a little behind the scenes, insights from coaching sessions, your coaching, you know, framework or method that you use. Any and all of that is helpful content that makes it very easy for someone scrolling or passing by to say, oh, I know what that person does and I know how to connect with them. Your website, your social media, and your content should match the brand of a professional coach. This does not mean that you are not allowed to have a bad day. You are not allowed to have a breakdown. This is where my unpopular opinion comes in. You do not need to share or reflect on anything in your life that doesn't align with you being the solution to your ideal client's problem. So once you have made your way through a difficult time, you share how you did that. Once you have overcome a breakdown in your life, you can share how that happens. Just because you are having things going on in your personal life, and perhaps you've always used social media as a personal outlet, does not mean that you know, not sharing those things does not mean that you're fake or that you're lying. It just means that you're consistent and you are treating your social media now as your business. If you need separate places for personal and professional, go for it. But be sure to make your social media, or make your content professional. That's how you're going to gain even more credibility. The last thing that I want to say about this is there is a consistency factor here. So showing up as an expert consistently is also going to help build a lot of trust. I have jokingly, not jokingly, said this a million times before. I am no smarter. I am no better of a coach. I am no better of a CEO than anyone else. I am simply more consistent. This video is being filmed on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I film all of our content. It is dispersed throughout the week on different platforms, but this is something that I commit to consistently having done, and we have for years. You have to figure out what your consistency schedule looks like and how to make that happen. The last step, step number 5 to gaining instant credibility, is to get featured and or collaborate with other industry experts in order to expand your reach. How do you do that? Well, first, if you are in some type of coach training company or community or mastermind where there are other people like you, that is a great place to start. How can you get involved more with what they have going on? Can you guest teach? Can you coach? Can you lead something? Can you pitch a segment for their YouTube channel or their podcast or their social media? Go to the people that already know you, like you, trust you. colleagues, peers, collaborators, perhaps even friends in complementary industries who may have some type of blog or podcast or website or following that really also align to your ideal clients. You want to make an effort to get more or less endorsed or promoted on one of these platforms in your niche so that you can now also be seen as an expert. Getting quoted in magazines or blogs or different online communities. Let me also simplify this by saying maybe you are in local groups on different social media platforms, such as Facebook or these Instagram pods or whatever they may be. How can you consistently show up in those groups as an expert? What can you share there? Is there any way to collaborate with these groups' leaders or owners so that you can bring valuable content to their communities? I know we talk a lot about how to do this online, but this is also an option offline. What industry associations can you join? What networking events can you join? Tapping into your local community can be hugely beneficial. And we have seen proven time and time again over the years that meeting potential prospects, clients, and even people who are fans of your work or are willing to share your work with others collapses the timeline from cold lead to client. Something about in real life truly collapses the timeline and has that trust built so much faster. So if you're wondering how to do that, you can look at different websites like the social media channels that I've mentioned. Also, you can just go to our best friend Google and say, life coaching groups near me, career coaches of Dallas, Texas, or wherever you are. You're going to have to do some research. Like I've said before, if you're watching this, you already know this. You're doing some research. You're getting some more information. You're going to have to get the information and then take action on it to see real results. So my suggestion on that one, maybe just start with a list of 5 industry leaders or professionals that you have a connection to, people in complementary industries, local groups, any of that, and make it a commitment to yourself to reach out to them this week. Reach out to them, incorporate your credibility statement that we talked about in step 1, share who you are, how you help, share your social media channels that you have spruced up a little bit, cleaned up that storefront on, and invite them to collaborate. There are a lot of people who are also just starting. When I first started my coaching business, I ran every group program I had launched with someone else. When you can tap into other people's communities, it allows you to grow faster and ultimately get further. The last thing, credibility just does not have to wait. You don't need years of waiting to prove yourself. It really is about taking action now and showing people why they can trust you, how they can trust you by giving really great content, being very, very consistent, and showing up with a level of confidence that you would respect, if that makes sense. Think about someone that you would trust with your career or your health or your relationships or your business or your marketing. Become her or him or them now and watch how fast the world and all of the outcomes begin to unfold for you that ultimately could also collapse that timeline, okay? Hopefully you found this video helpful. Hopefully you commit to taking all of these actions this week. None of them are crazy time consumers. So even if you are operating on a full-time job / building your business on the side schedule, this is absolutely stuff that you can go straight to your calendar with, input right now, and get done this week. We will see you next time on the Six Figure Certified podcast.